The Construction Employers Podcast, your connection to what's happening in the Northeast Ohio construction industry. Brought to you by the Construction Employers Association.
Hello and welcome to the Construction Employers Association's podcast. And I am Myra Rosario, the lead communications here at CEA. And today I'm very excited to launch our quarterly updates with Jackie Rulin, aka Jackie Jacob, right?
Yeah.
Or I don't know how to. You've had an amazing new transition. And why don't you just share with us and the members a little bit about yourself?
Great. Well, thank you, Myra. So as she said, my name is Jackie Rulin, and I am the new Director of Member Engagement for CEA. I have a bachelor's degree in civil engineering from Youngstown State University and have been in the industry about 15 years. Started off doing a co-op internship in college for a couple years, and then started working for a heavy civil contractor, Great Lakes Construction, for almost 13 years. So I've been in the industry a little while.
Yeah, you've been in the construction industry for 13 years, you're saying?
Yes.
Well, I'll tell you, it's been a pleasure. You've been with CEA now. When did you start? What month?
It was middle of January, so almost 2 months now.
2 months, okay. You started as the...
Oh, sorry, I was counting. It was actually almost 3 months.
3 months? So you've been here for 3 months?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yep.
And I know we are kicking off these quarterly updates to kind of... Tim thought it was a great idea that, you know, after the board meetings and, you know, share the updates with other members that, you know, may be curious of, like, what's going on in the industry. These will be done by departments. And so, Jackie, can you tell our members a little bit more about your department and what roles and why would they reach out to you for any reason?
Sure. I would say my department kind of overlaps with everyone's department. Some of the things I'm going to be responsible for will include assisting Tim, our CEO, in labor relations and negotiations, participating in some of the trustee boards. I will also be the CEA liaison for our future executive committee, our AGC Cleveland group, and the charitable giving committee. I help promote our events and our local fundraisers to our members, and I'm going to also be assisting in planning and coordinating some of our educational programs for our members and, you know, some of that content. So a little bit of, feel like a little bit of everything.
Yeah. So how's it been so far?
It's great. It's great. It was, it's fun. It's nice, you know, coming in and already knowing a lot of the people here in the industry. So,
yeah, I mean, you fit right in. I mean, it's been great to just, you know, you already know the industry, the members already know you. So it's just, it's great. And I know that Tim needs the help. When you say assisting Tim with labor relations, you know, in what ways? I mean, I know he's first quarter, he seems to be gone. I mean, how, you know?
Yeah. Well, he has a lot of different meetings. You know, our members, there's a lot of different union local groups for all the different trades. So Tim sits on all their boards and does negotiations for all of them. This year, luckily, is a little lighter of a year for negotiations. But so with that, I help him, you know, prepare for the negotiations, get all of the previous agreement terms and look at what, you know, other local places have done for their agreements to try to compare and, you know, prepare for the, you know, sitting down with the unions and the members who are who participate in those.
Yeah. You know, it's really amazing because, you know, one of the benefits to the members is Tim's out there and plus all, you know, the legislative guys and Glenn out there advocating, and now they have you and a woman in construction. It just kind of also shows that women are having their rightful place in construction. Can you share with us a little bit about your history in construction and what it's been like as a woman in construction?
Sure. So when I first started, I was a project engineer out in the field. So I worked on on different projects for a couple of years, you know, measuring quantities, ordering materials, you know, documenting, you know, time, hours, items on the projects when our union employees were physically putting the work in place. And when I started, I really didn't run into a whole lot of other women in the industry, maybe, you know, one or two within the company. And after that, I kind of changed things a little bit. I became an assistant project manager, but also managed a lot of our diversity and inclusion efforts back then, you know, helping to write programs, managing our consultants and workforce development groups and business development and, you know, kind of being an advocate too for the youth education in the community and some of our community outreach events and all of that. So did a little bit of the project management side and the diversity side. And then I went in and to being a full-time project manager for a couple of years. So that was really fun. And again, same thing, you know, depending on the company, depends on the females, I guess, in construction. But at this point, there's a lot more. I joined the Future Executive Committee at CEA about 8 years ago. And there weren't really that many, maybe again, one or two in the group. And now there's a bunch. So it's definitely increased. Yes. And it's definitely nice to see.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, CEA's there in the front with their members or along with their members to, you know, with diversity and women. And you can really see it happening. And it's, you know, you fit right in.
Well, thank you. Yeah, it's definitely nice too. You know, in addition to the project management, I also got into a lot of the business development efforts, and you know, interfacing with different owners and different companies, you really get to see, you know, the hybrid of, you know, the different types of people that are involved. So it's nice to have seen that grow.
So, what do you hope for the members, or what can the members anticipate in the next quarter, second quarter, or what can you share?
I would say not only for the second quarter, but, you know, looking out into later this year, well, more networking events. Obviously, we have a member social and at the end of April, and we're going to have another one at the end of June. Our golf outing, which is very popular, registration's opening soon. That's going to be in June also. And in September, Cleveland Builds has their sporting clay outing. And then the Building Excellence Awards, which is at the Brown Stadium this year. Pretty great, in August. So a lot of great things. There's also Cleveland State University next week is having a benefit for their construction management department. We're helping promote that and, you know, selling raffle tickets. So if you're interested, you know, keep an eye out on that. And then as far as education, there's a lot of training education, some virtual, some non-virtual. And so I would say keep an eye out for our training and events flyers that get posted on LinkedIn, also through some of our mailings on our website. We are creating and updating an education newsletter that goes out every couple weeks, so, and to try to highlight a couple of our classes. And I would say lastly, one thing I'm working on that for later this year is a young professional education series. So one thing that our future executive group has discussed through CEA is, you know, bringing up the young professionals in our companies and, you know, what kind of skills do they need to, you know, hone in on and gain. And so we're going to do a whole series and, you know, have a little half day of, you know, panels and different things for career development for those groups of people too.
That's awesome. I mean, 2024 is a big year. CEA is looking for a new home even, you know, so we're expanding. If members haven't had a chance to visit the Cleveland Builds workshop, again, there's so much big things, great things happening that are just impact the industry and the members directly. And I think that one of the things that I've learned as I collect stories for CEA and the construction industry is that networking is key. Networking is key. So, I mean, please attend these fundraisers and networking events, because I've heard so many times where people are like, man, you know, this is where the competitors are friends and they have one common goal, which is to provide work for their workers, right? To increase the economy, make the neighborhoods better, and just, you know, do big and great things. I mean, how would you put it, Jackie?
Yeah, I think to your point, networking is huge. It's a benefit. It's a personal benefit for the individuals that are part of this, and it's a company benefit because you never know, you know, what contact leads where. And, you know, it's like how people say you don't burn bridges because you run into people. You should build bridges because you never know where they're going to lead. So that's definitely a great thing. It was one of my favorite things when I was on the future executive committee before I worked here was, you know, getting to meet so many different people, and paths do cross. So it's pretty great. And there's a lot of collaboration between the different groups, no matter what their type of work is.
Yeah. And that's what CEA is here to provide. Mm-hmm. So again, I just want to remind everyone that CSU fundraiser event is on April 18th. And again, we will have a CEA member social on April 25th at Top Golf. You can check the website out. You can check out LinkedIn. And thank you for listening, and continue to share and like our content. Thank you.
Thanks, Myra.
Thank you for listening. To find more information about the discussion in this or prior episodes, be sure to check the episode notes section in your podcast app. Get notified and automatically download the latest episode by subscribing to the Construction Employers Podcast in the iTunes Store or in Google Play. This podcast is brought to you by the Construction Employers Association. Find us on the web at www.ceacisp.org.